Bullying, says Dr. Robert Fuller, has been a part of human behavior for centuries.
Bullying is kind of an archetypal behavior that's been with human beings from the beginning and has taken many different forms.
Some of which are on widespread public display daily.
Bullying is pervasive, and it manifests in every part of our society. I mean, just turn on your television at night during prime time, you'll see a lot of teasing that escalates into bullying, making fun of people, putting people down, humiliating them. So bullying is just a general name, really, for all sorts of put-down behavior.
Dr. Fuller is a former physicist, informal diplomat, and president of Oberlin College. But the focus of his work these days is summed up in the title of the talk he'll deliver in Sonoma tonight, Dignity for All and the End of Bullying. Part of that process, he explains, involves more specifically identifying the behaviors that we as a society will no longer tolerate.
We've made enormous progress during my lifetime in disallowing certain kinds of bullying. Nobody humiliates black people for being black anymore. If they do, they lose their job over it. It's called racism. Out here in California, you don't tease people about their sexual orientation or you lose your job. It's called homophobia. Once you get a name for these different kinds of abuses, it's easier to confront them and gradually to move them from acceptable to unacceptable.
Bullying, in all its forms, stems from inequities in power or authority within some form of hierarchical structure, such as the workplace. Fuller has coined a term for the abuse of this imbalance, especially among adults.
I call abusive rank rankism, to make it parallel to racism and sexism and ageism. It has no more place in our society than those familiar isms do. Rankism is the mother of them all because all forms of abuse can be viewed as rank abuse, abuses of power.
It's a useful term, he says, because it helps identify abusive behavior even within groups of similar people.
Very often, women will come up and say, it used to be the case that the abuse I suffered at work was at the hands of men. But not anymore. In fact, my boss is a woman now, and she's abusive, and I can't call her sexist because we're the same gender. Blacks say the same thing. They'll say, my boss is a bully, but I can't call him a racist because we're both black. What I now can call him is a rankist. He's abusing the rank that he has over me as the boss.
Ultimately, Fuller says the goal should not be characterized as ending rankism and its abuses, but the inverse, promoting dignity for everyone.
The only thing that's important is how we treat the earth, how we treat each other. And actually, we're getting better at both, but we're not there yet. And that is the work of the present generation, is to finally, completely disallow any form of indignity and to establish dignity for all in the world.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.